everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
Livestock markets returned to mixed price moves throughout the end of the Friday trading session, with traders squaring their positions before leaving for the long holiday weekend. Overall trade participation remained light, with markets remaining closed on Monday due to the Labor Day holiday. It's likely this will limit early trade on Tuesday, as some traders may remain sluggish to return to the market. In live cattle, moderate to strong buyer support seen throughout most of the morning quickly eroded by midday, with prices now stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range as trade volume slowed to a crawl. This lack of support in the market limited to buyer interest moving out of the market before the holiday weekend, but other concerns about just how much additional beef product will be cleared out over the next couple of weeks. In feeder cattle, support early in the session quickly gave way to light to moderate pressure, with traders now focused on the lack of support and follow-through buying activity in the complex. This pushed nearby feeder cattle futures to 10 to 30 cents per hundredweight lower, as traders now work within a narrow trading range and quickly tried to square their positions in front of the holiday weekend and extended break. Markets will remain closed until Tuesday morning, at which time light trade is expected to focus on holiday market clearance of beef activity, as well as overall outside market direction throughout the weekend. Grain futures, meanwhile, were steady to higher on Friday after attracting some follow-through buying on the heels of Thursday's strong showing. Corn prices were choppy on Friday as futures tried to hold on to Thursday's rally. December futures posted a key reversal higher on Thursday from new contract lows, which surged above its steep downtrending channel from the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, soybeans attracted modest gains after yesterday's rally. November futures tested its 25-day moving average and the first retracement objective from its July-August slump. Wheat prices were also higher. A dry forecast for the plains, coupled with good export sales and chart action, helped give the market some lift. Finally, winter wheat futures broke out of their long downtrends, though heavy deliveries dogged Minneapolis September. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.